Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get in a ring against somebody that wants to fight. Give them confidence early. You're in for a fight. Aside from the fact we can't make a free throw.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He is your best interior defender on the Golden State Warriors. He's taking that mantle from Draymond Green.
This is year his two, third. Posty.
Post is, I like Posty.
I do have a serious quick question for you.
Yeah.
I went in the boss's office yesterday, didn't tell you what we talked about, came out, I mentioned something to you. Yeah, you're right, you didn't. I said, I should be a coach. And I truly, honestly, I've coached, I know Butcher's coaching at the CYO level. Could you coach the game of basketball?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not a leader.
I mean, damn, man, this interview's over. All right.
Leader. A man needs to know his limitations. Wasn't that Clint Eastwood and Dirty Harry?
What do you do here? You teach.
Good, bad, and the ugly?
You share your thoughts. You react.
That's not coaching. Sharing your thoughts is not coaching. That's sharing your thoughts. It's like, I love these new age corporate leaders nowadays.
Dude.
Where all they do is they find these cute little poems and these little Sanskrit etchings. And they think that's how you run a company. Here, we've got more sayings than any other company.
Some of them are incredible. It doesn't work.
Those are just words. Yeah. Great coaches are great leaders. I don't have that gene.
Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts.
Like, I love that. Yeah. Give
Winston
me more
Churchill.
Winston. Huh? Damn, Steph. I appreciate you saying I know what I'm not and what I am.
I'll take it a step further. I know for a fact I couldn't be a good coach, and just as surely I know you couldn't be either.
Now, your foundation's
not broad enough or deep enough.
What does that mean, mother?
It's not. You need more of a arsenal of information.
I'll have people to do that. I'll have my analytical. But as far as the heart and emotion and telling you you stink. I think I have a gift of doing that.
Telling people they stink?
No, or propping them up.
Here's the problem. If you coached the Warriors, you'd be just like Kerr. You'd let Draymond run roughshod over you. You would. Hey, Draymond, when do you want to go back into the game? Do you want to go back in?
Talked to him, too. That ain't how I roll. Yeah.
Raheem Morris.
We're both black. What you saying?
No, because we had on what's his name about Raheem Morris. Remember, he goes, I don't know what he does.
He did say that. That was
if Raheem Morris were white, I would have used him too. He just happened to be black.
I don't, man, I don't like that assessment of me.
I'm not going to hold
coaching is accountable. About passion and connection. I think I had that.
And knowledge.
I got that of the game.
Yeah. If I asked you to drop something that can beat a full court press, could you do it?
I could drop a practice
What's
for
What's the
you?
Key to beating a full court press, do you think?
Everything. I don't want to answer because that's embarrassing. But I could do a two-hour practice. I could tell you how we do. I did it.
And that's why you couldn't be a coach, because nobody practices 2 hours anymore. They practice for like an hour and 15.
Some of the stuff, though, is pretty regimented. Like, all right, 15 minutes for this. We're going to do 15 minutes on this. We're going to work on half court, then full court. All that stuff has got to be pre-planned, planned out, put on a whiteboard before any of your players even walk into the gym.
Wow. He would get an assistant to do that.
No, but
or
like,
six.
Yeah, this is the D-Lack, you know, my street name back in the day before I was Guru and Pete Franklin. I had a nice way with the ladies, and I love relationships. Harry met Sally. Like, a lot of that is real. I taught my sons and other friends, like, if they're going through it, and Evan, I coach him daily. Not that I'm perfect, but what you need to do and how you need to do it.
How long's Evan been working for us now?
4 or 5 years.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Four or five years. So,
Evan, how long is it?
And you've been coaching him?
About 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know who's on the same timetable as Evan is Kuminga. So in other words, you're coaching of Evan.
We got more results here with E.
Has Evan improved more than Kuminga?
Oh, E is Derek Jeter in the street. Oh, let me stop. But
yes, Simmer. Yeah.
How would you coach Kuminga?
I would put on that Minnesota playoff series on loop. I would put on every Paul George, all the dudes that I think he has the athletic gifts to be. Mm-hmm. And then I'd get him with Phil Handy, and they would have to have sleepovers. Like, you can't – shame on the Warriors for letting Jonathan Kuminga, his handles be where they're at now. Mm. And through the first 5 games, I thought he had went to the lab. Stoney, it's a shame on everybody, all parties involved, that his handles are where they're – I'm just looking at handles. Stoney, stop. If you can't have handles, you can't navigate the court or be a 1 or 2 or 2A.
And yet you think he's going to be a star.
I thought he would fix the handles.
You don't just fix your handles. You have to work on it. You see what – do you think
– No, I do.
Obviously,
I see
Curry's the gold standard.
Okay, but still
– Do you know how much better Curry got from day one?
No, honestly, give us that. How
every
better?
Every single day he does those drills.
I believe it.
Every single day he's done those for 15
so
freaking years.
So how do you got a youngster with that guy on your team as a teammate and accessible to him every day of your life? Like, shame
on everybody. Steph. And that's why there will never be another Steph, ever. And it's why Steph Curry is Steph Curry, because he's better than 99% of the players out there, and he works harder than 99% of the players out there.
Wow, man.
He just does. And he worked his ass off at it, on being able to handle the ball. He'll tell you when he came into the league, like, he didn't play point guard, I don't think, his senior year at Davidson. He played 2. Not that he didn't handle it, but
he played the point for 1 year.
Yeah, and he was there for, I think, 3.
All right.
So he knew he needed to get better in that area.
And that's why we love him. And you know, you talk about Kobe's, the MJ's, and the Pippins, and all the guys that have played the game before and now. But we know the workers. I just do want to say this, and I'm letting it out from my Kuminga standpoint. We had the pleasure to have Aaron Turner on, and I don't know where they're at. You remember that day? We did a show. He stayed with us with an hour. And in the background, Kuminga was working out, and we had some jokes between you and I, like, Evan, who are those guys? But that didn't look like, Stein, and I'm just saying it, it didn't look like an NBA serious workout.
Well, you know what?
Now that I'm looking at where he's at and where he's not at, I'm starting to think, you know what? Yeah, that was just an hour ago, but he gave us a glimpse, Kuminga, of what his lab work looked like and the bankers and custodians who looked like they were on the court with him. Just like, I can't let that visual go.
Well, I would not be too hard on him because of that, because he wasn't under contract. So remember, they went down to San Diego. He couldn't go down to San Diego because he wasn't signed. So, like, he couldn't participate in the Warriors stuff. So I don't kill him for that at that particular time. And plus, he did take a couple plumbers to school. I did see.
That was you and me and Evan out there. Just anyway.
Let's go to G and Hayward. I think he might want to talk about a player that we can't get.
G.
Hey, G.
Let's go to G. Oh.
That sound like you.
Oh, gee. Just a fundamental mistake.
Yeah. There is a book on radio etiquette as a caller. You got to turn your radio down.
See, you knew.
Yeah, I was trying not to get fired. Dude, I used to. Where you going, Goose? Get some paper and staples and break off.
Did you used to go to pay phones to do it? Are you serious?
Yeah. All of it, Snotty.
All for the love of the game.
Yeah. Never knew you were in my future, you and Evan.
You know what I think? I think you would be a good assistant coach.
I want to fight you.
What? I would love to have you. Like, if I were the head coach, I'd like to have an offensive coach, a defensive coach, and then I think Guru would be like my motivation
guy. That ain't
my
role. I got to have the power, baby. Man.
All right, I'll give G another crack at it. Hey, G and Hayward, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, Finding Guru?
What's
man?
Up, baby?
Big fan.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, listen to y'all every day.
Sweet.
What's up, Evan? Y'all get me through the work day every week, Monday through Friday, so I want to say appreciate y'all.
Thank you, man.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to talk about, I guess, what your guys' thoughts and take on what it seems like nobody in the league is talking about right now, considering, once again, it seems like Warriors have another player from that 2021 draft class who they missed out on.
Oh, no.
Who's absolutely balling in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right now. Over the last 13 games stretch.
He's talking about Jalen Johnson, Goo.
25, 11, and 9.
Yeah.
No, that's not big time. Huh?
That's big time.
He's a baller.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm just, your thoughts on considering earlier, too, which I talked about with the young guys, if they're good or not, and
right,
the whole
right.
timeline. Yeah, it's just, yeah, I just want to know your thoughts on that.
I got a lot of thoughts on that. And
JJ's a baller, man.
So this is what I'm after. And, yeah. You know, if you've listened to me over the years, you know, there's a couple guys that I've had a little bit of a relationship with, not friends in any way, but Jalen Johnson.
So I hope this ain't a victory lap.
You know who drafted him, don't you?
Schlenk.
Right.
Yeah.
So Schlenk drafts him.
Okay.
Gets fired. The new regime comes. They get fired. And now Quinn Snyder and whoever's running the team, they're sitting with Jalen Johnson. That's what I want people, like, that's, oh, so what do you make of that?
Right, right. So, but at the end of the day, the team is benefiting from what was done in the past.
But he ain't getting no credit for it.
No doubt. And he shouldn't.
Why not? He drafted him.
Oh, Schlenk. I'm talking about the current regime.
Oh, no.
But what's that credit look like when you're out the game?
That's what I'm asking.
At a different locale.
That's what I'm asking.
He should get credit for that. He should also be known as the guy who traded Luka Doncic.
Well, he won't be. That'll be Nico Harrison.
Yeah, he got lucky.
Yeah, that's, man.
It's like, you know what? Nico Harrison was like the Thunder to the Warriors. Now another guy did it.
But Jalen Johnson is everything that I want in a player, man.
And you should have had.
Just,
when did he go?
20.
Man.
Not after Pods. That was a year or two later.
No, it was after Moody.
Okay.
Wow.
I think he was also a one and done at Duke.
Man, yes, he was.
Dude.
He was.
6'8". And fly.
The hits keep coming. Let's go to Rom. Rom's in Orinda. Hey, Rom. How you doing?
Hey, Matt, Daryl, Evan. Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate you guys. I'm just flummoxed by anyone who's surprised by what this team is 25 games into the season. I mean, it was abundantly clear. You guys talked all summer. Like, it was abundantly clear that this team was not optimized for health and skill. Old guys have all the skill in the world. They don't have health on their side. And the young guys either have inadequate skill or just not complementary skill to the vets. And so for anyone to sit here to be surprised about where they are 25 games in, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And so it's pretty clear to me this team's got a ceiling of a 6 seed. They've got a floor of a 10 seed just at minimum because of the greatness of Steph. And to think otherwise is just kind of crazy at this point. So anyway, I just feel like there's still this kind of weird optimism that people are hanging on to. And, you know, I guess to Ur's credit, like maybe you think about the next chapter, and part of that chapter, a big part of that chapter, is just enjoy watching number 30 and enjoy not watching number 23 and enjoy watching Butler play these years, because you're just not going to get them.
Wow, man.
Thank you guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you. He don't like me. That caller referred to me as Daryl.
That doesn't mean he doesn't like
me. Nah, you know. Kelsey calls me that, and that's out of love. But when you say Daryl, even Evan's here. But I got it.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, there's no escaping that part of the Warriors and how their age is affecting their performance. My question is, I wanted to ask the last caller this. What was his name again?
Rom.
That's right. Rom and Arinda. So right now the Warriors are 13-2.
12. I'm like, let's go, baby.
So right now the Warriors are 13-12.
One over.
That's on it. That's a 43-39 pace. Do Warrior fans expect the Golden State Warriors to win more games than 43?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
So you expect them to be better.
And we got to bet on that. Yeah.
By the way, let me do that math.
Yeah, but hey, Willard is out there. I'm okay, guys. Yeah.
37.
It's a bit now.
20. They need to go 37-20.
It's not. I hate it. It's not. That's playing some hella fine ball, man.
Playing pretty good ball.
Yeah.
Playing pretty good ball.
Wow.
Let's go to let's go to our friend Tim in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Tim.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Hey, just real quick. I think myself, the preachers of the world, the coaches of the world, we all know it's over. We know it's going to be over. But let's just remember, a month ago, you got Fitzgerald saying this guy was about to be a star, talking about J.K. 6 months ago, Kawakami, who calls y'all show all the time, on his own podcast, the night J.K. came back against Sacramento, said he was a $30 million a year player, right? Mm. Over the last four years, we have all seen moments and times where we thought, or we saw the kid playing his ass off to the point of Draymond was ready to take himself out of the starting lineup. Just we saw times and moments where the kid balled, played winning basketball, helped you win games, whatever. I think we can all agree it's over. It's over. But now I don't think we have to, like, stomp on a guy while he's down and kick him while he's down. Like, he's trash, he's garbage. Listen, it ain't working. It's over. We can bring up all the other draft picks. And, Steiner, you're good about trying to somewhat call this out when people do it. We don't know what these players would have been if they would have been drafted here, how their careers would have gone. We just don't know. But, look, it's over, man. Kuminga had, over the last 4 years, it's probably been 7 or 8 times where he's had weeks like Pat Spencer's had the last week, where we were all like, oh, my God, the best basketball of his career. Oh, he's taking the next step. Listen, it's over, guys. But do we got to stomp on him now like he's trash? Like, do we have to now say no one's going to want him because he's not giving you anything? Anybody that wants him is going to want him from what they've seen already. They already know what they're getting. B.J. Armstrong doesn't want Kuminga because what he's done with the Warriors. He wants Kuminga because what he's going to allow him to do for him. So I don't think we got to beat the guy down. Like, yeah, he was playing against plumbers and high schoolers in the background. But, yeah, like Sonny said, he didn't have no contract.
I got you.
A couple of years ago, you saw him doing the NBA runs with the other guys over the slumbers.
Tim, I'm going to say this real quick before you wrap it up. I don't think he's done. Okay. He's out of the rotation. I thought that was a punishment. I think we see him tomorrow and up until they decide to do something with him. So I don't know how I'm sounding, but I told Steiny, if he disagrees with me, we have not seen the last of J.K. They're just not good enough to have him on the bench.
My thing is, Goo, you may be right. I just love the attitude. He's never taken shots. As a 23-year-old, the guy ain't flipping out. He's not turning into a spree wheel and wanting to choke the man out. He literally taking it on the chin, staying professional. And he knows his time is coming to an end here, and he never flips out. Our coach, on the other hand, is ready to let you know everything he's got. I mean, he completes it. He'll throw him on blast all day, every day. But who cares? At the end of the day, the kid's staying professional. He's taking it on the chin. Hey, we're winning, and I don't see no point in them changing it. So I respect that. So, all right, fellas, that's all I got.
Take it easy. Happy holiday, baby.
I mean, I love Kuminga. I'm kind of with Tim. Like, the way, like, he didn't play last game.
He didn't.
And I don't know where he's at in the rotation right now, but he's either not in it or he's kind of a fringe rotation player. So I don't, like, right now, I really don't think there's a lot to talk about with Kuminga. I think we all know where he's at and where he's been over the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, the only thing that sparks me is when, you know, people are saying that the Warriors, you know, that he deserves more time or that the Warriors have botched this. I mean, I just don't think it's cut and dried like that. I don't think it's black and white like that. And I think he's going to be traded after January 15th. So I'm just sick of talking about him like a player that he's never been, kind of. That's all my thing
and
is
you're talking to me
Kuminga.
And others, because it was all about him growing into that. But what's funny is I walk in today, and the first thing out of your mouth to me after hello, to you and Evan was listening, he's witness, shout out LeBron, is you go, Kuminga.
Stinks?
No, you just brought up Kuminga. That pissed you off yesterday, but yeah, here I am 24 hours later, and that's the first, after hello, Goo, Kuminga. And I said, why are you talking about Kuminga?
Because he was a story again. He was a story. In fact, this was interesting to me. There were all kinds of quotes from Kerr, again, today, about Kuminga. Like, I'm not asking about Kuminga. I feel like I know what's going on with Kuminga. But this was, to me, kind of... now I'm going to have trouble finding it, of course. Anyway, Kerr, Kerr said he had a great practice today. We talked after practice. He did things that I asked him to do when I was thrilled about. I mean,
oh, he's dead. I didn't hear that one. He's playing tomorrow.
No, it's the same old, same. I was thrilled about that. I think there are a lot of young players, not just JK, but lots of young players around the league that have to find themselves.
He'll be back out there tomorrow
night.
I'm
going to keep coaching him. And as he said the other day, we have a good relationship.
Wow.
The combinations, the fit, all that stuff. Has been going on, whatever. It's that's what I'm tired of.
Right. But to me, though, partner, he'll be out there tomorrow. And remember, I said that even before I heard those words from the coach.
Why would you think that?
I just do.
I don't.
You need him in regard to length, that athleticism that the Minnesota... You're going to laugh.
This is Houston and his success
against Minnesota individually. So I'm tapping into that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We do see him hit the floor.
And see, this is where it's at. Like, I don't want to talk about Kuminga, but then you say something like, Steiny, they need him. No, they don't. How can you need somebody who's never been consistently counted on?
I don't get mad at you for that, but it's just a gut feel. And I mean, it. You know, we talk about being coaches. So there he was saying what Kuminga wasn't doing Saturday or after Saturday's game or whenever that happened when he shared with the media. And then that is a version of something that I deem positive. And I think, on the eve of a game, we'll see him out there.
God, and I would love to be Kuminga. Sulk for 2 weeks, put one practice together, and you're back in the rotation?
Well, we'll see.
Well, I'm just saying, if you think he got benched because of his attitude.
And people on the Boxer and Gerson work injury text line are saying to you, Stoney, some agree with you, some agree with me, but we'll find out.
Well, the guys who agree with you are wrong. Well, right now. If you're a Kuminga stan or fan, you've lost right now.
Yeah.
You've lost.
He's not very good. I've resigned.
He hasn't been good.
I've resigned.
The only way you can win that bet is if he goes somewhere and is good.
But what if he goes out on the floor tomorrow and has, for the next 5 to 6 games, starts balling? And Tim dropped some nuggets on Tim Kawakami and all the others that were enamored with J.K. thinking, oh, this dude's getting 30 is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Things change.
All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.